Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We haven't talked about homeowners associations in a while. Sorry. I keep thinking, okay, we're done with that for a while. But this right here, I think I've got to talk about. It's a homeowner association issue in Arizona, but it's very, very different than the typical ones we've been talking about. So this is new. Ron sent this to me. He said, Steve, check it out. Under the new law in Arizona, just got signed into law by the governor there. Military and law enforcement flags can fly under a new bill that bans HOA regulations on them. So in other words, if you are in an HOA and they've got a rule that says specifically you cannot fly anything but just like, say, the old Stars and Stripes, you cannot fly a flag for the Marines or you cannot fly a flag for first responders, that rule is unenforceable as of right now in Arizona. So it's an interesting angle to take on this. The new law allows homeowners to fly flags supporting the country, the military, and first responders, but does not protect all flags. There are still some flags you could put up that your HOA could say take them down, and I suspect we'll see litigation on this. I just suspect that. I'm a lawyer. I'm suspicious. New law gives Arizona homeowners a chance to push back against homeowners association regulations over which flags they can fly on their own property. Now, here's the deal. I've mentioned before, HOAs often have rules, covenants, regulations, whatever they want to call them, that you got to live by when you live in the HOA. When you bought into the HOA, you should have been given a copy. You should know what those rules are. A lot of people don't bother looking at them until they're told they're breaking one. So the question is, when you moved in, did you know you weren't allowed to fly any flags other than the U.S. flag? The governor signed HB 2010 into law on Monday. The new law allows homeowners to fly flags supporting the country, the military, first responders, and law enforcement, regardless of what the Homeowners Association rules and regulations say. Republican State Rep. John Kavanaugh, who authored the bill, said the legislation came after someone reached out to him after concerns that their HOA would not let them fly a flag honoring first responders. So they wanted to put up a flag in honor of first responders, and the HOA said, you can't do that. It's not an American flag. You can't put that up. So Kavanaugh said a lot of people want to express their appreciation for first responders by flying the flag, but a small number of HOAs prohibit it. This bill says they can't do that. People have a First Amendment right to honor our heroes. Now, you can look at that sentence where it goes, people have a First Amendment right to honor our heroes. Your First Amendment right goes much broader than that in many respects, but the narrowing of it to our heroes is where the fight's going to happen. The change does not protect all flags. For the past 2 years, another woman has been going toe-to-toe against her homeowner association in a fight to keep her pride flag standing tall in front of her home. She said it hasn't really been great. They're not really receptive. The HOA already has enough power over homeowners. The bill will not protect that flag or others from their HOAs if they want to fly pride flags or flags that support political causes. It's just those narrow things that they said above. So the question is, why can't I fly something political, which is what some people are asking. The woman mentioned that she has a pride flag outside of her home. She said it's not a statement, it's a sign of welcoming, that she welcomes people who are part of that community. And the HOA says, we don't care what it is. It's not allowed under our rules, and it's not allowed under this new Arizona law. Kavanaugh said he personally would like to see all flags being flown no matter what, but said getting the bill passed was all about the votes. He didn't think he could get the bill passed if he said, we're going to let you fly any flag you want. Unfortunately, there were not enough votes in both chambers of the legislature to give such freedoms that non-HOA homeowners have. Meanwhile, one person said the law is a potential first step in reining in unreasonable and oppressive HOAs. She said if her HOA uses the law to try to stop her from flying her pride flag, she'll be ready to go back into the ring. If they try to take it from us, I'm going to have to fight back. She said she plans to reach out to her politicians to discuss the issue. The representative, meanwhile, said he wants to continue to expand the rights of homeowners. I will continue as people bring to my attention the egregious actions of these small number of HOAs from hell. I will continue to protect people from unreasonable rules. The HOAs from hell. And that's what a lot of people think of them. And, you know, I can see both sides of this argument because as you can imagine, if they say you can fly any flag you want, there's going to be some goofball who's going to figure out what flag will annoy the most people. And by the way, is there a regulation on the size of the flag? Because I remember there's a car dealership in southeastern Michigan that got in trouble for having a sign in front of its dealership that was too large. They took the sign down and put up a gigantic American flag. Where they got a flag that large, I don't know. But they got a gigantic flag that you could probably see from space. And then when people complained, they said, oh, you're complaining about the American flag. How un-American of you. But I can tell you that this story reminds me of something. And this is not involving an HOA. It's simply talking about neighbors. But I go for a run or a bike ride almost every single day between early spring and late fall. And so I know the neighborhoods around where I live very, very well, to the point where I almost know everyone within like a 2 or 3 mile radius of me. I don't know them all by name, but I know them by face. I see them, I wave, I say hello. I know who lives where. I know where the dogs are. I know where the friendly dogs are. I say hello to the dogs as I ride by. And there is a place that I'm aware of. I became aware of it during the last election cycle. And there are two people who lived across the street from each other. And it began innocently enough. I'm in Michigan. And one of them put up a University of Michigan display, blue and yellow. Maize and blue, they call it. And it was clearly the colors of the University of Michigan. And I believe it was on a bench. People across the street countered with one from Michigan State. Green and white. And the letter S for state. Michigan and Michigan State. Across the street from each other. Battling it out with their benches. That was just the friendly part of it. As the election approached, one of them put up a sign for somebody who's running for president. The other side put up a sign for somebody who's running against that person for president. And it had nothing to do with Michigan or Michigan State anymore. Now it was politics. But it got ugly. It got ugly. As the election approached, you started seeing yard signs that were not just vote for this person, but some of them were actually statements that were impolite. And there's no question these signs were faced at each other across a small road. These signs were within 100 yards of each other. So you know darn well that there's people inside this house looking across the street going, oh, I got to get another sign. The people over there going, I got to get another sign. And it escalated like that through the election. The election happened, you may recall. And despite the fact the election happened, those signs stayed up for about a month. And I'm not making this up. I wondered when the signs would come down. And the signs came down when a for sale sign went up. One of them actually moved. Now, I don't know if they were planning on moving after the election the entire time. They may have been. They may have been. But if you watch the escalation, I wish I had a time-lapse photography image of this to show you. Because it was just two houses. And all of a sudden, Michigan State, president, boom, 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 boom. And as it grew, as it festered, as it got out of control, the election zoomed by and the signs stayed up. You could tell the hard feelings were still there. There's no question this was not good natured. These people were not buddies. They were not friends. I assure you they weren't. House went up for sale. House sold. People moved out. They're gone. And the question is, which of these people think they won? Because they probably think they won because the other side moved out. And the other people probably thought they won because we got away from those crazy people across the street. So here's the thing about the flags and the HOAs. I generally tend to think that most HOAs that I've seen have rules that are so restrictive, I would not want to abide by them. I get around that by not living in an HOA. I've mentioned before, for instance, that I don't shop at Walmart. And I did videos about Walmart years ago and talked about this. And it's not because they asked for a receipt on the way out. I just don't like their business practices in general. I don't like their business practices, so I don't shop there. If you want to shop there all you want. But you can make a choice not to shop there, like I did. And so I might pay a little more for my stuff. Sure, that's fine. Likewise, you might find a house that looks really, really nice in a neighborhood that looks beautiful that's in an HOA. And you've got to ask yourself, do I want to subject myself to the HOA to live in that nice house in a nice neighborhood? And it's a decision you've got to make. Once you're in there, you got those rules. Now, I said before, if you don't like the rules, agitate to get the rules changed. And I really do wonder what would have happened if somebody had gone through HOA and said, look, I want to put up a flag not for the United States of America, but for first responders. And you know what they're going to say? They're going to say, well, the rules don't allow it, number one. But number two, if we let you do that, then what'll follow? And you say, you know something? You can't always just refuse every request because of what might follow. You might say, well, these are unusual times in which we live. And, you know, when I was growing up, we were respectful of the police, respectful of firefighters and so on. But I don't remember the phrase first responders until I was an adult. So our thinking has changed on that. So you say, here's the deal. I think most people would agree that you can honor the American flag without offending anybody. And who's against first responders? Seriously, is somebody out there actually agitating like no first responders? First responders go home? No. So you could go there and ask them, can we do this? And then if they say no, then you look at the rules and go, how do we change the rules? And there's going to be a process for changing the rules. And you print up flyers and you hand the flyers out in the neighborhood and you say, we wanted to fly a flag in honor of first responders. They won't let us. They say it's against the rules. I think it's time we amend that rule to say American flags, military flags, first responders. And by the way, you're going to get a bunch of people who are going to say, I'm a veteran, or I know a veteran, or I know somebody who's serving, and I think it would be good if we could put up a flag honoring the people who serve in whatever manner they serve. So you can get the rules changed also. So there's a couple different ways you can do this, but the state of Arizona did it the legislative way. And we'll see what's going to happen, because I suspect you're going to now see some HOA somewhere is going to stand up and go, you can't do that. You can't rewrite our rules. And believe it or not, your right to enter into a contract is, in many respects, a constitutional right. And so the government, when it interferes with contracts between individuals, has got to be able to explain itself pretty well. Now, I suspect this might survive scrutiny at a state level, but if it went any higher, I'm not so sure. So we'll see what happens. But as of right now, in Arizona, an HOA cannot keep you from flying a flag that is a U.S. flag, a military flag, or a first responders flag. And that's the military and law enforcement flags to fly high under a new bill that bans HOA regulations. The story is out of Phoenix. Jonathan McCall wrote this one, and Ron sent it to me. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Writing my name in cursive is my signature move.